Dan, you really shouldn't. No, hear me out. Just, I don't need hand-holding. I'm a rational person, that's all. I have questions. Not about the details. When we've talked, you and I, it's always been about the details, the evidence, the court procedures. But I'm a rational person, okay? I'm a rational person, and I have questions. Other questions. I sank in my seat, felt my shoulders relax, acquiescing. Okay, so here it is. Ben was so good. That's the first thing. Of course, no kid deserves this anyway, I know that, but Ben really was a good boy. He was so good. And just a kid. He was 14 years old, for God's sake. Never made any trouble. Never. Never, never, never. So why? What was the motive? I don't mean anger, greed, jealousy, that kind of motive, because there can't be an ordinary motive in this case. There can't. It just doesn't make sense. Who could feel that kind of rage against Ben, against any little kid? It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Rifkin put the four fingertips of his right hand on his forehead and worked the skin in slow circles. What I mean is, what separates these people? Because I've felt those things, of course, those motives, angry, greedy, jealous. You've felt them, everybody's felt them. But we've never killed anyone, you see? We never could kill anyone. But some people do. Some people can. Why is that? I don't know. You must have some sense of these things. No, I don't really. But you talk to them, you meet them. What do they say, the killers? They don't talk much, most of them. Do you ever ask? Not why they did it, but what makes them capable of it in the first place? No. Why not? Because they wouldn't answer. Their lawyers wouldn't let them answer. Lawyers. He tossed his hand. They wouldn't know how to answer, anyway, most of them. These philosophical murderers, Chianti and fava beans and all that stuff, it's bullshit. It's just the movies. Anyway, they're full of shit, these guys. If they had to answer, they'd probably tell you about their rough childhoods or something. They'd make themselves the victims. That's the usual story. He nodded once to urge me on. Dan, the thing is, you can't torture yourself looking for reasons. There are none. It's not logical. Not the part you're talking about. Rifkin slid down in his chair a little, concentrating, as if he would need to give the whole thing more thought. His eyes glistened, but his voice was even, controlled.